Welcome to episode 10 of the Playbook Podcast. Your host, Kyle Stout, and other host,
Garrett Burkle.
Garrett, let's start off this show talking about the Indianapolis Colts' absolute dumpster fire of an organization right now. You lost 26-3 against the Patriots on the road. And I don't think they're making the playoffs. And you put up 3 points against them. I think Sam Ellinger was sacked about 9 times. Mm-hmm. So you didn't even get to see anything of Sam Ellinger because he'd snap the ball and within 2 seconds he'd be sacked.
That's true.
But the offensive line's terrible. The defense did okay, I guess. I mean, they did all right.
It was really just sad. I mean, I don't know.
The offense is terrible. You gotta. I just don't know what you can do.
You have to clear house.
You have to clear house this offseason. You have to hopefully just lose the rest of your games and get a good pickup there. And at this point, I'd probably just draft a quarterback early. Because I don't think you're gonna be bad enough to get like Bryce Young. You could possibly, even though we both probably don't believe in him that much, you could probably get CJ Stroud up there.
Yeah.
He's a talented quarterback.
He is very good.
He went to Ohio State, but he still has talent. You're high enough. I mean, you could probably get Levis mid first round at this point.
Yeah.
And then if you really want to wait, you can get Hendon Hooker second round. So you have a lot of options.
Yeah, I don't want
I'm not a Hendon Hooker fan because I think he's a system quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the ones I want are Young, Stroud, and Levis.
So. I wouldn't even want Stroud.
Really?
Young or Levis, pretty much.
Yeah. But
yeah, we won't dwell too much on the fact it was just a really ugly game. I mean, I just don't know if you're the Colts where you go from here. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, next week you play on the road against the Raiders. The Raiders just came off a 17-0 blown lead this week against the Jaguars.
Wow.
So that's something. I think my friend actually made money off that, off sports bet on
good,
that.
Good, yeah. good.
But, yeah, at this point I'm just hoping the Colts lose out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a Pacers fan, and this year you go into the season, everybody's saying tank season. I'm wanting the Pacers to win because I'm a Pacers fan, but I'm a Colts fan. I don't want them to win.
Right, I agree.
They're not fun to watch.
No, they're not.
See, there's differences. Like, the Pacers are a young, fun team to watch, and they're both in Indy. They're both small market. I get that. But the Pacers have a lot of fun young guys, and I love watching them play. But the Colts, I don't turn on the Colts game and be like, oh, I really want to go watch Jonathan Taylor. Right. I really going to go watch Michael Pittman.
Right, and it was the exact opposite, like last year.
Last year was so fun, and then this year it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's too bad. It really is. Again, I don't want to really dwell on it too much because, you know, obviously, I just think there's no point in dwelling on the fact that how bad we, you know, really were.
Yeah.
So before, you know, we get to the topic of college basketball, I just want to let you know that my teams combined for a total of 6 points this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Then it hit the end zone once. It's pretty sad weekend. But you know, I went to the Purdue game. It was a fun game. But not a fun game, sorry. It was a good atmosphere. With my dad, he got made it down there and we went with my dad and my sister. So it was fun, you know, being with them. But it was just a terrible football game for the Boilermakers. I won't dwell too much on it. I think I don't know where Purdue goes from here. I think there's a lot of changes that need to be made to the coaching staff. I do, and think you need another defensive mind in there. And Jeff Brohm's offense looked awful.
Yep.
So, yeah, we go on to college basketball now.
Yep. Anyways, college basketball starts today. I don't think there's any exciting matchups today. It's just early non-conference. Like, you know, you have the big schools against small schools. But
yeah, for sure.
We still have some games today, which is going to be fun. My Kentucky Wildcats play Howard at home. Sheboy's out until...
Why?
He had a tiny knee surgery a couple of weeks ago.
Will he be back for the...
He'll be back for the Classic, probably.
Okay, good.
And then I think point guard Sylvia Wheeler is questionable with a sprained right knee, but
are you calling Howard upset here?
No.
No?
I'm just saying if Kentucky wins a close one, I'd say a close game in the between these two teams is like 15 points. So if Kentucky doesn't absolutely blow them out, then you're missing a lot of guys. So, other than that, there's not too many great games. But who are your top five teams going into college basketball this year?
I'm not, you know, I think North Carolina is one, then probably Kentucky at two, three Duke, and then 4, Arkansas. I think I had Arkansas at 4.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember who my 5th team was. I think it was Kansas or something like that.
Yeah, I think I don't like the top 5 how it is now because, obviously, UNC is number 1, I think, coming off of a runner-up championship year. I think that Kentucky is 2, like you said. And then I think I'd probably have Gonzaga at 3. And then I'd probably have I'd have Gonzaga at 3. I don't like Houston at 3 is what I was going
to
say originally.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Gonzaga like up there. Yeah. I think probably Gonzaga, for me, probably comes in around 6.
6.
Yeah, I don't like Houston. I'm not, you know, I think Houston's a lot reminds me a lot of Purdue's team last year where they're really hyped coming into the season, and I think they're going to get some good wins. But I think, you know, towards conference play and whatnot, obviously they don't play in the Big Ten, so they don't play in as tough as conference as Purdue played. But I think they're going to lose some games that they shouldn't come later on in the season. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll throw Kansas in at 4. And then my number 5 team, I'll put Tennessee. They're ranked 11 right now, but they had, like, and I know it was an exhibition game, but they just killed Gonzaga and with more both starters were
who
playing.
Did?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
So, I don't know.
You know who I'm really high on that no one else is? I'm really high on the Michigan Wolverines this year.
Really?
Yeah, I think Jet Howard's going to play himself into the lottery. I think you have Hunter Dickinson, who in my opinion probably should be, is the most talented player in the Big Ten overall. I don't think he'll win Big Ten Player of the Year, but I think he's the most talented player in the Big Ten for sure this year. So I'm actually really high on the Michigan Wolverines, and I expect them. And again, they've had the most tournament success recently of the Big Ten. That includes an Elite Eight, almost Final Four in 2020, 2021. And then last year they made the Sweet 16 as a team that, you know, some people were saying shouldn't be in the tournament. So they beat the Tennessee Volunteers last year. So I think they ended up losing to Villanova. But I think Michigan will be a very surprising team this year come college basketball season. And they are my pick to win the Big Ten. I know a lot of people, the popular picks, Indiana, Illinois, but I think the Michigan Wolverines will win the Big Ten this year. I think a lot of people are sleeping on them.
Yep. They have a lot of chances to prove themselves. They have a very tough non-conference schedule. I know they play Kentucky and London this year.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about Michigan that's interesting is, you know, they don't usually start off very hot. They're usually they usually blow a couple games that they shouldn't
have. Yeah, we saw that last year.
Yeah, before the season. But I do believe but, you know, they kind of pick it up towards Big Ten play, and that's why I do believe that they're going to be a very, very, very good basketball team this year.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. But, like I said, you have a lot of kind of bum games for a couple of days. But then Friday, you have a pretty good game in the Armed Forces Classic. Gonzaga takes on Michigan State. Michigan State has a chance to prove themselves early. They have a loaded schedule this year, and they're unranked, so I don't know. I mean, Tom Izzo teams are always very talented, and I think by the time they play Kentucky in the Champions Classic next week, they'll be ranked. Because honestly, I could definitely see an upset over Gonzaga for them.
Yeah, I could too. I'm not too high on the Spartans this year. I don't know. I just, for what I saw from them last year, wasn't too impressive. But, you know, you never know. You could see that. I think they hung in there with Duke all game. Last year in the tournament before they ended up losing. But I could see it, but I don't know. I think Gonzaga will prove themselves because those expedition games, even though they are important to a team, they're not as important as most people really think they are. Because I bet if we looked at those box scores, I bet, like, you know, Drew Timmy probably didn't play over, you know, 30 minutes. So that's something to think about. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to college football. You had a ton of upsets this week. Starting Friday, Washington beat number 23 ranked Oregon State. That was the first time Oregon State was ranked, actually.
Oh, I didn't know they made it. They made it in the college football playoff.
Top 25. Excuse me. And then Ohio State beat Northwestern 21-7 in a close game.
Yeah, that was
too close.
Yeah,
the game.
Way too close for the Buckeyes.
And I'm just not high on Ohio State really anymore.
They're not a good team. They're not a good team. They're not a good team playing in bad weather conditions. What I meant to say.
Yeah.
So like Purdue's kind of the same way, where they cannot really play in the rain. They can't play, you know, in the snow and whatnot. I think Ohio State's a lot of I think they're similar to Purdue in that aspect. Is that they're not a great team in odd weather conditions.
Yeah.
So that Michigan game, you know, I think that Michigan game is gonna prove both of their seasons there, and I think the winner of that obviously makes college football playoff. I think they'll beat whatever team wins the West now, which is so up in the air. I think probably Iowa or Wisconsin is going to get
Illinois?
There. Illinois lost at Michigan State. Michigan State came into Illinois and won there.
Wow.
So I think, I don't know. I think the West is so wide up in the air right now that I think you're going to have Wisconsin or Iowa in there again.
You have Iowa in there. That's insane. They're just not good.
Iowa's offense has come on the last couple of weeks, but I think it's because they played Northwestern's defense and Purdue's defense. So, yeah. I don't know. It's here nor there.
Number 7 ranked TCU stays undefeated. They beat Texas Tech 34-24 there. North Carolina escapes a close one at Virginia. They win 31-28.
North Carolina's quarterback, in my opinion, is a high. I think he might be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy right now.
Honestly, he's playing very good. He's only
a freshman. I
think North Carolina can beat Clemson in the ACC championship.
I do too. I don't think there's any way. I don't think an ACC team should make the playoff. I'll get that out of there. I think there is a possibility for that.
I mean, yeah, Drake May, a quarterback for the Tar Heels there, he has 2,964 yards, I apologize there, which is fourth best in all of football, 31 touchdowns, which is first, only 3 interceptions, so good ball security there, and an 89.6 QBR, which is third in college football.
It's crazy.
I mean, he, as a freshman, mm-hmm. North Carolina has a bright future there in the ACC.
For sure.
So...
I'm excited to see what he has to do, throughout his years at North Carolina.
Yeah, for sure. Number 19, Tulane beats Tulsa 27-13. Number 1, Tennessee goes on the road to Athens. They lose to number 3, Georgia, 27-13.
Yeah, good for Georgia. I mean,
good for Georgia, and I'm just not high on Tennessee.
I think Tennessee is still a pretty good football team.
I think they're a good football team, but I think they've been kind of slightly overrated. See, at the start of the season, you beat a ranked Pittsburgh team, which isn't ranked anymore. You beat a Florida team. I don't know if they're ranked at that point, but they're not ranked anymore, and they're just not good. You beat a Alabama team at home. Yeah, that's a great win there, but Alabama is not the same Alabama team that mm-hmm. they are every year. And then you beat a bad Kentucky team by a lot at home, and that kind of makes, I'd say a decent Kentucky team. I wouldn't say bad, but
the interesting thing about that game at least was that the winner of that does not have to go to the SEC title game, which I think is interesting in a way because I don't think losing that game is going to hurt them. I still do think there's a very realistic possibility of them making the college football playoff. Cause I think they're going to throw 2 SEC teams in there because I don't see a world where both TCU and Oregon or USC makes it.
I don't think both. I think TCU definitely makes it if they win out. You can't leave out an undefeated.
No, I agree.
When they put Tennessee in, when they put Cincinnati in last year, mm-hmm. you're going to put TCU in if they go undefeated.
I agree with you there, but I think TCU is going to go down on the road at Texas this week. So I'm just saying,
if that happens,
I do believe that Tennessee will, depending on how everything works out, I think Tennessee is going to make the playoff. I think you're going to have 2 SEC teams in there. I don't know. I just think this season is definitely going to be crazy. But then another thing is, what's interesting here, at least to me, is that I think LSU also has a realistic shot to win out and end up winning. I think they have a realistic shot to win out and then make the SEC title game. I think they can beat Georgia. So they can beat Georgia.
If Tennessee goes 11-1, no SEC championship, Georgia goes 12-1, undefeated in the regular season. Let's say they lose to LSU in mm-hmm. the SEC championship and LSU goes 11-2.
Okay.
Tennessee can't make it. I don't think.
Yeah, I agree there.
So I think then LSU and Georgia would make it.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State, Michigan, whatever.
Either Ohio State or Michigan, then you'd have to have TCU.
Yeah, but if TCU drops,
but if TCU loses, that throws everything. I don't know what could happen there.
Exactly, because if TCU loses a game, they're going to put the next Pac-12 team in.
I'm not high on Oregon. I don't think a Pac-12 team should ever make it.
I'm not either, but I think that's what's going to happen because I think USC could win, could make the college football playoff as well.
I mean, yeah, if they beat Notre Dame's a better win now than it mm-hmm.
exactly.
was, you'd
yeah.
think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be crazy. Oregon beat Colorado, though, this Saturday, 49-10. I mean, pretty good win there, but it's Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
You should win.
Yeah.
Penn State beats Indiana 45-14. Michigan State upsets Illinois 23-15. Kansas is bowl eligible. They beat Oklahoma State 37-16. Oklahoma State just kind of fell off a cliff.
They did. They Kansas, really did.
I'm happy they made a bowl game the first time in forever. I'm glad they didn't go 5-7 after their 5-0 start. They're at least guaranteed a bowl game. Pittsburgh beats a ranked Syracuse team 19-9. UCF is ranked 25th after their upset last week against Cincinnati. They beat Memphis 35-28. LSU beats Alabama in overtime 32-31. Like we were talking about, that's huge for their college football playoff chances. Mm-hmm. And when they were, when LSU got ranked number 10 by the committee, I was very skeptical because at that point, I wouldn't think they were top 10.
No, I see. See,
like they beat Ole Miss, but they were 6-2 with a couple losses. So
yeah, I think the losses is the Florida State, which isn't a great loss by any means.
It was first game of the season, I believe.
Exactly. I mean, with the new coaching staff, new players, they hadn't really gelled yet. They did make some mistakes. They should have won that game. Don't get me wrong, but I just think looking back at it now, it makes a lot more sense to see that loss for what it is. So again, not a great loss there, but depending on the on the circumstances, I think it won't hurt them as much as it could have.
Yeah.
And then their other loss was Tennessee at home.
Killed. Which that
was 33-13.
Now I'm also thinking that since Tennessee they beat LSU head to head. Even if LSU wins out, wins the championship.
No, there's no way because because at that point LSU would have wins over Alabama and Georgia.
But let's just say in crazy world, what if Alabama loses again? Is that even a quote unquote quality win?
It's a good question. It still is. I mean, it's still Alabama. It's still Nick Saban. I don't see a scenario where they go 9-3. Do you?
I don't think. I'm gonna look at their schedule. I'm just kind of throwing that out there.
It's an interesting.
It depends if the committee cares about headed. Alabama plays at. Alabama plays at Ole Miss next week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I still think Alabama.
And they're going to be Austin Peay, obviously, and then they're going to be Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose to Ole Miss, then I would throw up that question that even if LSU wins.
Then if they lose to Ole Miss, is there a chance that Ole Miss makes the playoff?
Absolutely. They only have one loss. I mean, the West is crazy for the SEC because so many teams can make it.
That is crazy.
I mean, yeah, this is a huge game for Ole Miss at home.
See, that's why I think you just need to have a 14-man or 14-team prep bracket to pick an SEC champion.
I think they should have, I think they should have, when they first started the college football playoff, should have been like six teams.
Is it, how many teams is it going to be that they said? Was it 12 or 16?
12.
So if it was a 12-man playoff this year, how many SEC teams would you put in?
I don't know how it works. I think it's like every conference champion makes it. Plus, I think a
group of five teams.
Group of five team makes it.
Uh-huh, so that's
there's obviously one automatic SEC team.
Yeah.
So, let's just say this year it's probably Georgia.
So you got Georgia.
And then you probably have Tennessee and Ole Miss.
Tennessee, Ole Miss.
LSU.
Alabama. That's five. Then plus probably Michigan or the loser Michigan Ohio State and makes it 12, I believe. So because you have the six champions plus those six,
that would be wild this year.
But I don't know. I still think you disrespect the team USC leaving them out. There. I don't know. We'll talk about that later on in the year because we don't know what's going to happen. So
I've kind of just came up with another scenario in my head. Imagine Georgia. Now, in this scenario, they'd still make the SEC championship, but imagine they go into Lexington and absolutely blow a game against Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And they're 11-1 going in, and they lose the SEC championship. Do they get in?
No way. I don't think so.
Does Tennessee get in over them?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Even with a head-to-head against them?
Yeah, I don't see it because, if the tennis, and this scenario, Tennessee wins out, correct?
Tennessee would go 11-1.
So who would make the would Georgia still make the title game then?
I believe so, because they only have one SEC loss in the tiebreaker over Tennessee.
That's true. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and that makes sense, yeah. So they still would, but then so you said they lose to, say, LSU in the title game?
They would lose to Kentucky on the road, which I don't think that happens. I'm just kind of throwing it
out there. Right, I get what you're saying.
And then they lose to LSU in the title game, or Ole Miss, or Alabama, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think Alabama can make. I think they can. I'm going to look at who LSU plays. This is going to be such a crazy selection.
I know. I don't know who you're going to, you know, really put
in. I mean, LSU plays on the road against Arkansas, then at home against UAB, and then at Texas A&M. So I think it's safe to say they go 10-2.
Okay.
LSU does have a real shot of making it.
I know.
You're right.
I know. They do.
Oh, my gosh. This is wild.
They really do. And I think I do not see a scenario where they went out, okay, and they beat Georgia or whoever in the SEC title game. You have to put the SEC champs in there. I mean, I get they have two losses, but
Losses has made the playoff before. Two losses isn't bad.
No, it's really
one
not.
Of those is a real quality. Well, I guess quality loss to Tennessee.
Do you remember in like 2017 when Alabama lost to Auburn and then I think they lost to both Auburn and Georgia, and they ended up making the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And Auburn
Alabama
did not.
Bias. That's,
yeah, cause,
honestly,
cause
yeah.
Auburn beat Georgia that year, and Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama that year. And, Alabama and Georgia both had one loss, I believe. But they put, even though Auburn had head-to-head wins over both of them, Auburn missed the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I could see something like that
so
this
they commit,
year,
yeah.
In a way. But I think Alabama's already out of it, to be honest with you.
Even if Alabama wins out, two loss,
but they would have to make the SEC title game.
Yeah, that's
in my
what I'm
opinion.
Saying.
And if
they
that and if that it. If that happens, they would make it. But I just don't see a scenario where, you know, because I think LSU's in the driver's seat now to win the to win their division. So,
but Ole Miss also up there.
Yeah,
but LSU also has the head to head again. I think LSU.
Yeah,
wins it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think. Yeah, because. LSU would have to get upset next week.
They would have to
by Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, which could happen. Don't get me wrong.
But Arkansas just lost to Liberty.
So. Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm,
oh man,
21-19.
So yeah, again, you know, it could happen, but there's not a you know high percent chance it does.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. It's gonna be crazy. Everything ends up working out. And again, I mean, I still think there's a scenario where if Michigan Ohio State goes to like triple overtime. Ohio State wins by two. Do you put Michigan in there?
Oh my gosh!
Do
there's
you?
Just there's just infinite possibilities.
Because if I'm gonna be honest, if I'm a voter, I would not vote. And I get TCU's undefeated, but I would not vote TCU. I just wouldn't because I think there's a lot of better football teams out there.
I think okay, yeah. I think if I were voting at that point, and let's say. Georgia and LSU are the SEC teams. Mm-hmm. I'd have Georgia number one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Could LSU get number one?
No. Not
I
with
think
two losses.
Let's say Ohio State wins that game. They
yeah.
Get
so
number one.
Ohio State's one.
I'd say probably LSU's two if mm-hmm. they beat Georgia. Georgia would be three, and then Michigan would be four. That would just be two rematches at that point. I would do that, and then but I think the way the voters would do it. Is one Ohio State, two LSU, three TCU, four Georgia. I think that's how the voters work.
And you leave out Oregon?
Oh, yeah. If TCU is undefeated, you can't put a one-loss Pac-12 team in.
No,
I know
there are
one losses to Georgia.
Well, Oregon has a tough remaining schedule, too, if I recall.
Tough remaining schedule in the Pac-12, though. Got to keep that in mind. I'm just not never have been big on the Pac-12. I think they might be the Pac-12 could be
listen
possibly
to the slate.
Worth,
listen to the slate real
than,
quick. They have Washington at home.
Oh yeah.
They have Utah at home, and they have to go to Oregon State.
That's tough.
I could. See, I
they're
could,
gonna win out.
You think so? I could definitely see them dropping one of them.
But it'll be tough.
And then USC is the other team that that people say could still possibly make it because they're in separate conferences, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're both in the Pac-12. USC.
No, no. I know. I'm talking about. Are they in the same division?
Oh, I cannot remember. I mean, yeah. USC, if they go on the road and beat UCLA and then finish off the season with a win against Notre Dame, you could make an argument. But I don't think a one-loss Pac-12 team gets any. It'd have to be some crazy games mm-hmm. and some crazy outcomes for a Pac-12 team to make it.
Well, USC has Colorado home, which they should win at UCLA. And then Notre Dame at USC.
That's another three
tough games. I just, again, I don't see how a Pac-12, and, you know, points and stuff matters too at that point. So I just don't see how a Pac-12 team could make it.
I'll just make a scenario where Oregon makes it. You know, I think Georgia would make it. they would want Georgia to go undefeated and make it. LSU would have to lose in the championship game. They wouldn't make it. Tennessee would probably have to drop another one. They would have, and then TCU would probably have to drop one. So
that's tough.
You're gonna have to have so many teams to drop games in front of you.
I mean, TCU has a tough road to get there too. At Texas, at Baylor.
I don't know. I'm not high on Baylor at all. I think they'll beat Baylor.
And then they would have to play who in the Big 12 title game then?
Is the Big 12 split up or is it all together?
I cannot remember.
I think it's all together. I can't remember. I think they'd play Texas, though. They'd have to play Texas again. Or Kansas State. It'd be Texas, Kansas State, or Baylor. And if they beat Baylor, it'd probably be Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's...
Because Texas just beat Kansas State. The championship game there is going to be TCU, Texas. And if TCU beats them on the road, I think they'd beat them again on neutral site. But honestly, I think Texas healthy is a top 10 team.
So I do believe that Texas will win at... I think Texas will beat TCU this weekend.
No, if TCU loses this weekend, they're done.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think TCU wins.
But then if they are done... See, here's what I think. I think TCU's going to drop a game. Okay, and then I think Oregon or USC, whoever, you know, I think they'll drop a game. But then there's another scenario where, USC loses a couple games there. Then you put UCLA in the Pac-12 title game. Then, you know, from there, I mean, I don't know. Could UCLA beat Oregon?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think so.
I think if I'm a college football, if I'm like, you know, if I'm the college football, you know, I did everything college football. First off, I'd get rid of divisions because I think the two best teams should play. But like it's tough for like a game like Ohio State Michigan because then you would have to, you know, put both of them back in the Big Ten title game.
I mean,
you know?
Okay. Now I'm looking at the Pac-12 rankings or the standings, and Oregon 6-0, they're gonna make it. USC 6-1, then you have UCLA 5-1, Utah 5-1. Washington, pending some upsets, could make that championship game.
Yeah, but I don't know how much the committee would value a team, you know, a Pac-12 team after they saw what happened week one, Oregon.
That's
and
what I'm
Georgia.
Saying. The Pac-12 has...
Which I think Oregon's a better team than they were week one. Don't get me wrong. And I think it would be, like Bo Nix said, it would be a different outcome. I don't think Oregon would win.
It'd be like 10 points.
Yeah, it would be a lot closer game. Yeah, and sure. But again, I just, you know, I would rather see, you know, a team like... I would rather see... You know, a Michigan or, you know, I really don't want to see a Pac-12 team.
What are the chances three SEC teams get in? That would be Georgia, LSU, and then Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think, honestly.
I think that's possible.
I really do. And that's what I was laughing about on a Saturday night talking with some buddies about it. I was like, you know what? They legitimately could because you think of this, you know, again, if Oregon drops again,
TCU would have to drop a game. And then one of the two, Michigan would either have to blow out Ohio State would have to blow out Michigan.
But the interesting thing there is that if that does happen, I think they'll find some way to put like Clemson in at that point. You know what
I'm saying? If they put Clemson in, then I'd be so upset.
I would be too.
Clemson's not good. They're not good.
They really aren't, but I was reading a college football ESPN posted something on Instagram. I was like, it was teams that still have a realistic shot to make the playoff, and it was Clemson, and they were at 31%.
Now, 31%, I think at this point, isn't good odds, though.
But it was like the...
I don't know.
Here, I'll read you the post real quick. It was chances to make the college football playoff. Georgia at 91%. Ohio State 87, Tennessee 64, Michigan 62, Clemson 31, Alabama 17, TCU 16, Oregon 14, USC 6, LSU 5%.
I mean, Clemson's probably going to win out. They have Louisville at home this week, and Louisville is actually playing pretty good football now.
Yeah.
I think Louisville has a chance to, as much as I hate to say it, the way that Kentucky's playing, I think Louisville has a chance to go to Lexington and upset them. Mm-hmm. I think Kentucky still wins that game just because of the sole fact that Kentucky in recent years, honestly, overall, just has owned Louisville. in football, but and basketball. That's a side topic.
Okay, another question is, okay, so you have the three SEC teams thing. So you have, obviously, you know, you have Georgia, even though they've lost in the SEC title game. Yeah. So you have Georgia, I think, is already a lock going into the title game, win or lose, okay?
If they're undefeated, yeah.
Correct. And then I think Ohio State, Michigan, again, that one is a lock. You know, the winner of the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, you have two locks there.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think you have, I think you put in you have to put in LSU because they won the SEC title game, okay?
Yep.
And then do you really put Tennessee over a team like do you put Tennessee over, you know, the ACC champion?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
I don't know if the committee would.
I don't know that, but Tennessee, if LSU gets in, Tennessee did beat LSU head-to-head on the road in Death Valley, and Clemson lost big to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think Clemson, honestly, will lose in the SEC, or my fault, the ACC championship, in all honesty. It's gonna be crazy, insane.
And again, we'll be here to cover all of it. So, yeah, it should be a very fun college football. The end of the college football season, and we'll be talking about basketball. I guess Wednesday? Come Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be talking about college basketball. So we're all excited about that too. So yeah, you have any predictions for your Wildcats in basketball?
I think Kentucky.
What's their ceiling? What's their floor?
Their floor, let me just say they're a very, I wouldn't say veterans, but like you have a lot of guys that are, you have the returning national player of the year. You have your point guards, a returning player. your one freshman that might start is very, very good. So you have a lot of experience. So I think their floor is honestly like a 3 seed in the tournament. And you'd lose SEC at that point. And then their ceiling is a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament with a SEC championship and only a couple losses on the season. Because the way I look at it, I think if you can go undefeated in November with a win at Gonzaga, then that would kind of tell me that they're a great team. But Kentucky has an insane schedule. So let me just go over non-conference games. In November, you play Michigan State in the Champions Classic. It's always tough playing Tom Izzo. You have at Gonzaga, which is number 4 against number 2 as of now. In December, you play a Michigan team in London. Then you play UCLA in the CBS Sports Classic there. And then in January is when you kind of get into conference play. You play at Alabama, at Tennessee, and then you play Kansas at home that month, which is obviously going to be very tough. Then you play in February, you play Arkansas at home, Tennessee at home, and then Auburn at home. And then March, you finish out your season at Arkansas in the very last game of the season. That's a tough schedule.
That's very tough.
A lot of ranked games, but I think Kentucky has the potential that they haven't had the last few years to really be the number 1 team come the end of the season. They have any team returning the National Player of the Year is going to be very, very good.
Right, right.
And you finally have more than half the team is returning.
That's true.
So yeah. I'm really excited, but we'll see tonight.
So you think Final Four realistic for sure?
I think it's Final Four or bust.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about Purdue last year. So I'm not – see, I've always, you know, as a Purdue fan, I've kind of, you know, got myself to think, you know, that, you know, it's not always Final Four or bust. But last year is a bust, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you didn't even win the Big Ten.
And I think I have a lot of hope for Kentucky to win it all this year because, you know, you're returning Oscar Tshiebwe, who all he does is wants to win.
Right, right.
And it's a revenge tour season. Where Oscar, coming off a loss last year against St. Peter's in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
St. Peter's owns our teams.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But Oscar's going to want to win. All he's talked about offseason is winning number 9 for Kentucky. He actually tried to change his number to number 9, like his jersey number, but they didn't let him. So, I mean, it's not like Kentucky didn't let him. Like, it's like something with centers.
Probably NIL related.
I don't think it's NIL. I think it's something with like centers cannot wear like
really
something around, like, I don't know the rule that my dad was telling me about. It was like, I want to say it was like somewhere like numbers 6 to 9. Like,
can't wear those?
Yeah. I'm not for sure, but it's something around that.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm real excited. It's always exciting when you're going into a season, and it's going to be like a revenge season.
For sure.
Like, every game they're going to want revenge. I mean, you're going to want revenge against Auburn for how much crap they talked last year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have them at Rupp. You're going to want revenge for Arkansas because you lost against them last year on the road. You're definitely going to want revenge against Tennessee just for the sole fact you got killed in football. I think your basketball team's got to defend that. And beat them.
Fair.
And sweep them for, like, the first time in the Calipari era.
Fair. They've never swept Tennessee.
Rick Barnes owns Cal. Yeah, I mean, he's, like, no, I wouldn't say own, but he's, like, 8-6 against Cal.
Wow.
I mean, overall, Kentucky owns every team in the SEC, but recent years they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You have to win the SEC this year. You have to. And it's probably going to be a tough year to win the SEC.
Right.
It's starting to get
Arkansas,
very tough.
Tennessee. You got teams Auburn. Like that. Yeah.
You have a lot of good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just love college basketball. It'll be such
too.
An exciting
We're
year.
So ready for it to start.
Anyways, that was episode 10 of the Playbook Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Indies Giant 90.9. Hope everyone has an amazing day, and we are signing off from Ben Davis Studio.